This is an additional privy quoted shir, Simon Tovresh Tezvov, Siyum HaKippurim Osu B'Tash Mishamitah, which is in our editions of the Mishnah Berurah, page 156. Yom HaKippurim Osu B'Tash Mishamitah, marital relations is prohibited on Yom HaKippurim. So, Yom HaKippurim Osu B'Tash Mishamitah, relations is also, V'Osu Ligabe Ishto, touching his wife is also as well, Keilo Yinidah, as if she would be actually a nidah. Also sharing beds also as well. The Mishnah Berurah says, touching is also sifkot na aleph ben belayl ben beyoyim, whether it's by day or by night. V'gam lo yar be'im u'dvorim, one should also not speak excessively with her. V'chein b'chol ha'potim shenisbar b'yaredeh, simen kuf tzadihei, and also all the other halachas which are described in simen kuf tzadihei, is also prohibited. What this is referring to are the achokas, so passing on, etc. All the achokas are to be kept on Yom Kippur as well, both by day and by night. Interesting, Avozna has a discussion with regards to the bismillah, the kfata, if it can pass. He says the meaning is to be makil in terms of a kfata on bismillah, but otherwise all the achokas are to be kept on Yom HaKippurim. See if beis haroi keri bi leila Yom HaKippurim, somebody who sees in the Mishnah HaKippurim, yidak kol hashana should be afraid and tiny and concerned. It is concerning to see a keri on Yom HaKippurim. Ve'im also leishana, but if he did go through the year, muftach lo shubin en amabod, then it's something, it shows that he's got exceptional schusim, and therefore, it's evident that he's a ben olam abod. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Dalet says, shebavad yish la schuyis habesh she'genu olav, he's got a lot of schusim which protect him. Ve'hu yarech yomim, and certainly he will have a long life. Nevertheless, Roy Loss is Shabbach Voidol, Shinitun Rechaim, Mina Shemaim. He should express a cause of Tifta Kodesh Boch for having gone through the year after such a mishap on Leil Yom HaKippurim. Simon Tov Resh Tzadizayin Aktanim Mosay Eschilu Lis'ano. It's all about children. When are they meant to fast? This is pre-bar and bas mitzvah. Atinoy kuz motorim b'chol eilu, said the Shulchan Aruch. Young children are permitted all the inuim which are mentioned, discussed, and learned previously. All the inuim, tinoikos mutonu b'chol elu. The tinoikos are allowed to do all the inuim. Chutz excluded minas a sandal is prohibited for them. Shein choshim kol kach, yinalu, because it doesn't really matter if they don't wear. So by children not wearing proper leather shoes, it doesn't matter at all. A child is not so sensitive when it comes to his feet. He does have other areas of sensitivity. Food, for instance, if it doesn't take, there's no food intake, it's dangerous for a child. But when it comes to nilas a sandal, it doesn't really matter if a child doesn't wear leather shoes. Therefore, one should refrain from, your children should refrain from wearing leather shoes. Muta lo ima loivet kichovim lorachtzim v'lesuchan. The Rama says, a person is allowed to ask a goy to wash and oil the children, but in terms of feeding, you can even feed him with your own hands. You don't have to ask a goy to do so. Seif Beis tells us the following halachos. Cotton, haboria, young, healthy, otherwise healthy child. Ben Teisha Shonim was 9 years old. Shlemos, full, has completed his 9th year. Uven Eser Shonim Shlemos. Or 10th, was completed his 10th year. Mechanchin oisel eshois, we try to educate them, to teach them, to train them for hours, to fast for some hours. So this is the, see if all of us talking about younger children than that. Ketzat, so how do we do this? What does that mean to train them, to teach them how to get used to the fast? Are you rogil lechol b'shtei eshois, if normally eats at 2? B'yoy machin oisel b'sholesh, going to eat at 3. If he's normally eating at 3, he's going to eat at 4 hours. Depending on his physical strength of the boy, we train them into fast a little bit longer, according to hours. Similarly, with the girl, girls, of course, have got the same halacha, and refers to them just as much as to the boys. When Ben Achas, if he's reached his 11th year, Ben Zohar, Ben Akeva is a boy or girl. Misanim Ashlimin, Medivay Sofrin. They fast and they complete the fast from rabbinical halacha. Kedelechan chamemitz in order to mechanach them for the mitzvah of the day. Yesh Oyn Rimo says, some say, she'enun tzichin lehashlim ben drabon and kladin. No, some say, no, there's no such halacha, and they do not need to complete a fast when they reach 11. And that is the general hanok. It says the more benashu kochu, certainly if he's weak, very nechosik, and he's not so strong. Less anois, if he's on the weaker side, physically not that strong, he should not fast even when he's reaching that age. Whenever he gets trained to fast a little, they are also trained not to do washing and oiling. Pas shteim esre v'yoyim echad. Once she's 12 in one day, 12 years in one day. When shosh esre v'yoyim echad, if he's 13 and one day, shev yishtei says, if he's matured physically by bringing to her, harem k'gdoilim l'chol mitzvahs, they are considered k'doilim, adults, l'chol mitzvahs, for all the mitzvahs, umashlimin, min ha-Torah, and they complete the fast on a from a Torah perspective, so they are completely chayav, like any other adult, once they reach bar and bas mitzvah. But if it didn't bring to her, adan ketanim, they don't have physical maturity, then they're still considered ketanim. Ve'enu mashlimon, elim divasof, it's only rabbinical. So it depends if they've reached physical maturity or not. If they reach their, it's a Torah obligation to fast, otherwise only the rabbonon. Once he's reached the age, even if he's weak, it doesn't make a difference, he's still got to fast. Because we don't say that, because it could be that he had a hand and it fell off. So either way, he's rabbinically obligated to fast. Kotlin Shehu Pochim Ben Tesha, if he's less than 9 years old, and man in Oisoi, Biyama Kippur, we don't agonize, we don't cause him that. Inui Kidesh Lovat, the second shouldn't be dangerous. A child under 9, it may be leading to dangers if he's not fully fed. Fafilim Roitzelach Melatzma, even if he wishes to be stringent, we don't listen to them. Moichim Biyoda, we don't listen to them, and he must ensure to eat sufficiently during Yom Kippurim. There is an ongoing discussion about children under Bar Mitzvah. There is a minhag that some people say once you fast for 3 fast days before Bar Mitzvah, based on the concept which is really elaborated here, once you get used to it. So there is such a minhag. The Reb Shlomo Zalman says it's a misconception, there is no such minhag. He says it's one of the 3 things that people do 3 times which make no sense. And he said there's no such minhag to fast 3 times before Bar Bas Mitzvah. It is, however, quite a widespread, common, shall I call it a minhag? Others, don't, and many people just... their children just fast literally when it comes to Bar Bas Mitzvah. Either way, one must ensure that the spirit of the halach, if I may say that, if the concept of the halach is that one should certainly not endanger the children, and one should slowly, gradually get them used to the idea. And if it doesn't feel right for them to fast before Bar Bas Mitzvah, then they shouldn't do so. I must say, I personally. Once you have got a few teenage children, you see that a lot of it's psychological. Once they see they can do it, then it helps them. It really helps them. Once they've fasted a few times, they don't think about it twice. And before that, it might be a bit. It may appear to be psychologically overwhelming. So they certainly credit in giving them a bit of advance, getting used to it. But everybody should do as once minig is. Right, that's Simon Tofresh Tezbov and Tofresh Tezan, which was the halachos of today. Wishing you all Kol Tov.